Bienvenidos a una otra actividad. So, Spanish 2 brings about so many new grammar concepts and discussion, especially in regards to verbs. It seems we spent a whole school year discussing the things that are ongoing or happening now, but what about the things that happened yesterday, ayer, or last year, el año pasado? This new tense is called the past tense or preterite tense, el preterito. The preterite tense in Spanish tells about things that happened in the past. These events happened once and have a beginning time and an ending to them. In English, we might say, I visited Mexico this summer. Or, we climbed to the pyramids. You'll notice that the verbs end in ed. The endings to ar verb forms to form this past tense are quite easy, yet the difficulty comes in remembering accents. Let's discover these ar endings. Por ejemplo, con yo es a con un acento. Por tú, hasta. Con usted, él y ella es o con un acento. Con nosotros, amos. Vosotros, hastais. Ustedes, ellos y ellas tienen arrón. Repita, a, hasta. O. Repita, e hasta o. En el otro lado, repita, amos, hasta allís, arón. Repita una otra vez, amos, hasta allís, arón. Muy bien. So to use these endings, we decide on the infinitive we'll be using, such as visitar. Drop the ending so that only the stem, visit, remains. Let's conjugate them. Let's conjugate yo y visitar. We drop the AR, our stem is visit. We add the appropriate AR preterite ending, a con un acento, and now we have visite. Okay, and otra vez. Con ellos y escalar, to climb. Escalaron. Muy bien. Let's try one more.
Comprar. Let's try three y tú. Of them.
This time you're writing. Numero uno.
Compraste. Muy
bien.
Ganar
Let's do a few on our own.
Ganar.
Hope you have a piece of scratch paper handy.
He won.
Ganó was the answer. Ganó. Numero dos. Bailar y ustedes. Bailar y ustedes. You all danced. Bailaron. Bailaron. Was the answer. Número tres. Llevar y yo. Llevar y yo. Llevé, llevé, con un acento sobre la E. I hope that helped a little bit. Remember, if you have questions, please ask.